Your North Iowa news continues on KCHA. A flyer from a hate group has been found in northeast Iowa. Waterloo police say the flyer, focusing on immigrants living in Iowa, addresses border immigration and resembles ones discovered in Independence earlier this year. Last year, the same group distributed flyers targeting race in Waterloo. Police have previously stated they do not believe the flyers pose an immediate threat to people, classifying their distribution as a littering offense. Waterloo police are currently investigating the flyers and encourage anyone with more evidence to contact them. A North Iowa innovator has landed an investment deal on ABC's hit show Shark Tank. The NIAC John Papa John Entrepreneurial Center and North Iowa Area Small Business Development Center are celebrating Billy Asmus of Hampton, founder and CEO of Repaint Studios, for securing an offer of $250,000 for 15% equity from Barbara Corcoran and Chip and Joanna Gaines. Asmus appeared on the October 8th episode where she presented her company's flagship product, the Repaint Tray, a reusable silicone paint tray system designed to eliminate single-use plastic liners and reduce waste in the painting process. Filming for Shark Tank provided Asmus with a unique opportunity to showcase Iowa innovation on a national platform. She says, "Iowa has such a strong entrepreneurial spirit, and I wanted to show that big ideas can come from small towns. Innovation can thrive here in the Midwest, and anything is possible when rural entrepreneurs have access to resources, mentorship, and the right people who believe in their ideas." The repaint tray originated from Asmus's work in furniture restoration and upcycling, where she saw the waste created by disposable paint tray liners. She built her first prototype using foam board, hot glue, and raw silicone, an early version that would eventually evolve into a durable, reusable product line now sold nationally. Asmus says, "With a repaint tray, you can pause your projects and come back when you have time, even a week later, and clean up on your own terms." Asmus previously won third place in the 2022 Statewide Venture School Launch Day Competition, a gold ticket at Lowe's 2023 product pitch event, leading to a major retail partnership, first place in the 2024 John Papa John Iowa Entrepreneurial Venture Competition, and the 2024 Iowa InnoVenture Challenge. Today, Repaint Studio products are available in Lowe's, Home Depot, and Ace Hardware stores nationwide and online. Iowa DNR's Popular Fishing Report now has new search and filter options, including by location, fish species, and various amenities available at each river or lake, including many across north central and northeast Iowa. The weekly fishing report is broken down by fishery regions and management districts, Mississippi River, northeast, northwest, southeast, and southwest. Reports are available for the Cedar River above Nashua in Floyd County, at Lake Hendricks in Howard County, Lake Meyer, Trout Run, and Upper Iowa River in Winnesee County, Volga Lake in Fayette County, Cedar River from Nashua to LaPorte City in Blackhawk County, plus George With Lake in Blackhawk County, the Shell Rock River in Butler County, Wapsipinicon River from Chipola to Troy Mills in Buchanan County, plus Clear Lake and the Winnebago River in Sarogordo County, Silver Lake in Worth County, and Crystal Lake in Hancock County. You can check the activity of your favorite lake, pond, river, and stream within each region, including which species are being caught, a rating of the bite, such as slow, fair, good, or excellent, and simple tips and tricks for targeting those fish. Each section of the report has a timestamp indicating when it was last updated to help you decide how to use the information. The National Weather Service has issued a frost advisory that will be in effect for much of northeast Iowa from 2 a.m. to 9 a.m. Thursday morning. Counties in the advisory area include Mitchell, Howard, Winnesee, Allamakee, Floyd, Chickasaw, Fayette, Clayton, Butler, Bremer, Blackhawk, Grundy, and Franklin counties. NWS cautions below freezing temperatures will result in frost formation. Frost could harm sensitive outdoor vegetation. Sensitive outdoor plants may be killed off if left uncovered. Take steps now to protect tender plants from the cold. Friday night on Fab Oldies, 1580 AM and 103.3 FM KCHA. It's Charles City Football at Independence. Pregame coverage starts with the Radio Iowa Scouting Report at 6:45, Comets pregame show at 7 and kickoff at 7:30. Also Friday night on 95.9 KCHA, Class A playoff football, Nashua Plainfield hosting West Fork. It's the Radio Iowa Scouting Report at 6:30, Huskies pregame show at 6:45, and the kickoff at 7. I'm Mark Pitts reporting at your North Iowa News on KCHA, also available online at kchanews.com.